Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk About It with Shania Kelly, a podcast where every opinion matters. I'm a 20-something master's social worker based in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. I bring to you an open and collaborative space where I give voices to the unheard and the unknown on important social topics. So please join me in this space and let's talk about it. Today's episode is the start to a little mini series on the topic of social climate. This is a topic where I received a lot of great responses, and I want to be able to bring, you know, different perspectives to the table on one topic, if so. So with that, today we will have our conversation with my cousin Autumn, and then in the next two episodes we'll be having different conversations and having different perspectives on social climate. So the purpose of this episode is really to dig into what is most important for people when it comes to social issues, because I'm sure there are some that ring in our heads that are very similar, but then there might also be some that we might not be thinking about that could be important to research and look into and maybe pay a little bit more attention to and figure out if this is also affecting you on a day-to-day basis, but maybe you haven't really identified that for yourself yet. So I'm really excited to bring these conversations to you. They are very, very diverse. So let's get into this conversation and let's talk about it.
Hi, everyone. So I have a special guest on my show today. I have my cousin Autumn Kelly with me. I'm so glad to have her on with me. I've been waiting to bring my family on here. I'm trying to get some of my friends on the show too. So I'm really excited to get her perspective on this episode today when we're talking about the social issues that we face on a daily basis. So welcome to the show, Autumn.
Hello, hello, hello. Finally, we are able to finally do this.
Right. There's been so much going on. So I'm excited for us to finally get connected.
So I'll just introduce myself. My name is Autumn Kelly. Right now I currently live in Philadelphia. I'm 24. I am in a relationship, and I'm also in part of Greek Life. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
We love Black excellence.
Yes, you always gotta have it. Oh, and also I just graduated with my master's in athletic training, so that's exciting as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Congrats to Autumn.
Thank you.
So let's get into our conversation. I think that there are so many things going on pretty much on like a week-to-week, month-to-month basis that there are so many things to cover. So in your opinion right now, what do you feel are the most pivotal social issues for you?
Well, the ones I feel like that will affect me the most currently right now will be abortion laws, gun violence, social media, and how it affects like our expectation of life and like what we want out of it, especially like from our generation and below us. Right. I feel like it affects us a lot. And also just love and relationships. Like, I just feel like relationships are just being put on social media where they shouldn't be. And that's something I'm kind of excited to talk about because I have some stuff I want to say. So.
Right. Well, let's get into that. There's a lot of the topics that you said are things that I resonate with as well. So especially when it comes to abortion rights, I won't get into that one because I have a separate episode for that one. But it's really crazy to see where things have gone. When everything came up, like in the first place, I didn't think that it would get to this point. So
that's true.
I was like, our civil rights have to be protected, right? Like, but no, that's not the case.
Like, especially as a woman who like wants to have kids and wants to have a big family, I want to give my future kids an opportunity to, if they don't want to have kids at this moment in their life, to have the right to, you know, remove the child or have an abortion. And right. I just feel like there was an incident on social media, and I hate to bring it up, but social media does bring a lot of news light that we don't see because, you know, just life and everything else that happens. But a 10-year-old got raped and a doctor performed an abortion, and now they're trying to kill the doctor for giving a 10-year-old an abortion. Yes.
I did not hear about that.
Yes. She was like raped by someone in her family, of course. Unfortunately, that happens very so often. And it's not like it's like a common thing, but it really is a common thing.
Right.
But she was 10, she got pregnant, and she didn't want the baby. And so she found a doctor who was brave enough to even attempt this after laws were literally just passed, literally a couple of weeks before, to give her this abortion and give her a life. Like, what 10-year-old should be having to carry this child for 9 months and put her life on hold? She's 10. She's not even a kid.
Right.
Like, it's so sad that we have to sit here and basically charge this doctor because of the Supreme Court removing Roe versus Wade. But I'm going to let you get into that when you know for your next episode.
But the last thing that I did want to touch on about that is, like, it's like you either, you know, find someone in your own area to be able to give you the medical attention that you need, or you have to find like the financial resources to be able to go somewhere else. And I think it's horrible to make people travel to be able to find, you know, a safer space to be in. And I feel like one thing that comes to mind is how we have, you know, everyone's thoughts and feelings towards like immigration and things like that. People come here for a safer space. And I know for the state of Pennsylvania, like our governor, he was like, you know, whoever needs to come here to be able to, you know, receive what you need, you can come here. So I think it's important for, you know, these states that haven't banned abortion to be open and welcoming to the people that need to come here. And that people, you know, aren't against them. And we have this division of states like we could, as we do with divisions of countries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Jersey and New York are kind of the same with PA right now. Like they're kind of like banned together when it comes to abortion. Also, just everything that's happening across the world, especially with Ukraine, like they're banding together. Like this tri-state right here is banding together to keep some hope of civilization alive. Because right now, unfortunately, this government is tripping.
Right.
Like they're seriously on a whole new level of the laws they're passing and what they're seeing as right and changing small minute laws that don't affect us on a federal level but affect us on state level, city level, county level. Like, and people need to go out and vote. This is the reason why we're just like, oh, I didn't vote. Yeah, this is the reason why you didn't vote, because these fucking government people are doing this shit that you like, oh, why are they doing this? Because you didn't vote. They someone else voted the person in power. Like I said, you need to vote, vote, vote. If you're not registered, please go vote. Thank you.
Right. Yes. Anyone who's listening, please listen clear. You know, your vote matters. I think the only time that your vote, not I think, the only time your vote does not matter is for the president. Let's stop wasting our time on going to the voting booths for the president, because we know that we are not the electoral votes. We
don't go make to vote for the state, though.
Exactly.
But still
so
go and vote.
Right.
Those not midterm elections, those every 2 year elections that come around, please go vote for those. Those are very important. They're the ones getting other people in power to voice your opinions.
Yep. Vote for your senators, your House of Representatives, for your mayors, for your city council. Those are the ones that matter. The one that we tend to pay attention to and want to hold our arms against when it comes to the president. We don't go to that one, whatever. Just go to all the other ones. But anyways, I wanted to get into some of the topics that you mentioned that you feel are the most pivotal issues right now. And I wanted to get your perspective on how you feel like those things are affecting you, like get into those details.
Yes. So with my another topic was gun violence. School shootings, unfortunately, continue to rise. And my heart broke when I saw the shooting of the little kids, I think it's in Udale. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this town wrong, but like
that's okay.
And my heart just hurt, because like that could have been my child in that school,
right?
Who would not be coming home to me because some kid came to the school with a gun and just started killing everybody,
right?
And it just hurts the fact that kids' lives are being put, you know, at a short end. Like they're like 8, 7. Like why are the kids being shut off so short? Who would know that could have been the next president right there you just killed?
Right.
The next astronaut, the next scientist to cure cancer and stuff like that. So it's like seeing that just hurts my heart, because I'm going to have kids one day and I don't want them to see this or to go through this or to be scared to go to school, to get education, to have a better life. And all these things trickle down because we are living in it.
And to come out off of that too, like the other perspective is I also feel for what the kid who took these actions, what he did is unacceptable. It's not okay. But I also hate for whatever circumstances that child may have been in where they felt like this was the right thing for them to do. I know that prior to them going to the school, they also, you know, took action against their own family members too. So it makes you think about like, what were they going through? What were their thoughts prior to these actions? Because things don't just happen on their own. There's always thoughts and feelings and other behaviors and patterns that occur prior to then and circumstances that lead to people to, you know, the actions that, you know, we are responding to today. So overall, it's just a lot of turmoil and conflict. And, you know, we always have these conversations about the right to bear arms and, you know, who should have the right to bear arms. And I feel like it's a difficult topic, especially when talking about school shootings, because
especially with PA being an open carry state, there's, like, you know, like a lot of states are like Jersey, you can't open carry nowhere. You have to have it locked at home, register with your own gun license on you at all times. Any guns aren't even on you. So it's like PA is open carry. So you have states fighting for like, oh, we want to open carry, but you go the next day over, you can't do that.
Right. That too. You have to be, you know, mindful of where you're going and, you know, if how you carry yourself abides by the laws of the different locations. You know, same thing that goes back to the abortion rights too. It's when things are state to state, it becomes very confusing and people put themselves in jeopardy if they don't take that time to figure out, you know, what are those rights and how that pertains to their lifestyle at that moment.
And then you have young kids who are 18 or able just to go into stores. I remember there was one video on Instagram. It was a 13-year-old kid went to every like liquor store, Wawa or a convenience store trying to buy cigarettes. Mind you, he's 13. They said, no, like you're a kid. He goes to a gun store, gun show. It was like a gun convention, walking around, testing guns, you know, seemed like he had experience with them. And no paperwork, no application, no background check, gave them, got the cash and walked out with three guns. So that made me think, like, why can this kid just go to a gun show and get three guns?
Right.
He's 13, but can't go to a convenience store that's probably right around the corner of his house and probably knows him. Or even if they don't know him, ID'd him and say, oh, you're young.
No. Right.
Like, how does that correlate? You can say no to cigarettes, but you can't say no to a gun. Like, don't correlate asking for an ID or any proof of income. Like, nothing. He's a little 13-year-old kid. He's in middle school buying three guns. And these are the kids who are going to these schools, unfortunately, because they have the access and means to find this stuff, buy the guns, and continue to execute these plans that they put in place.
Right. And I think that when it comes to, like, when a lot of people ask about or try to advocate for more gun laws, I think that a lot of times we kind of go to the extreme where, like, they're like, oh, they don't want anybody to have guns. It's not really that. It's just making sure that it's safe for the people who are utilizing the guns and for the people who aren't utilizing the guns. And I think that when people are on, like, polar opposite sides of, you know, a lot of these, like, debatable topics, that they lose the purpose of why we even have these conversations, because at the end of the day, it's about safety.
They always worry about the constitutional right. Yes, your constitutional right is to bear arms, but there should be some regulations on who should be getting those bear arms. It shouldn't be for everybody and anybody, because not everybody, anybody's in their right mind, in their right mental capacity and state to handle the consequences of you firing that gun.
Right, right.
And that's what people don't realize, is like, we're not trying to take your arms away. We're trying to say, like, we need to educate people, like, hey, if you don't know how to use a gun, how about take a class first before you get a gun?
Yes.
Or to do background checks, make sure they're mentally stable, they're a good person, they're able to lawfully use his weapon properly, you know? But right, no, right. There's like, oh, money, here you go.
And, you know, money rules the world around here in our country, so.
Yes, it does. If you,
you
got money,
you can do whatever you want.
But seriously, it's a sad thing that we have to still live through this, and unfortunately our kids will have to live through this and deal with the trauma and the after effects of, you know, going back to school. Like, they said they're going to tear down that school because they don't want to send kids back into that trauma. You basically like trying to say, like, oh, we, everything's fine now, but no, it's not. These kids went through that. It's like saying someone who went to war saying, oh, you're fine, you can go back to Iraq if you wanted to, or you can go back to Vietnam if you want to. No, who wants to go back to somewhere they had the worst time of their life?
And for them to be so young, you know, on top of that.
Like, there's no need to be sending these kids back to the school. Like, I kind of agree with what the principal and the superintendent said, they're going to move the school and build a new one for them. So it's a new start, but
yeah, new environment.
It's sad that we have to do that. You know, we have to tear down a whole perfectly good school because someone's bad actions.
Exactly. And I hope that, you know, I haven't really followed up on all the actions that are being taken to support those children, but I hope that they're receiving some kind of therapy, and their parents too, like that there are actual resources for them to utilize, because when you have a community event like that, like when there's trauma in the community, usually other issues follow along with that. So I hope that, you know, there are resources for these families to utilize for them to be okay at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And sad to say, this is not our first rodeo when it comes to the mass shooting. So right. It's like, hopefully this will not become a norm, but unfortunately it is our norm.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And I think it's continuously too easy to get into schools in the first place. And then the response to the shooter being there in that particular circumstance was really, really poor. I saw so many stories about how the police were hesitant to go in to help, and there were parents running into the building to get their kids, but the police were standing outside doing nothing. So, you know, where is the skills and the experience that's needed to be able to de-escalate or even handle the situations? Right. Like, they should know what to do. We all, when you're in school, they do those routine, you know, trainings for when there's a fire drill, when there's a shooter. Right. So what are they receiving where these circumstances happen and they're like, wait, I don't know what to do. That's horrible. Like,
it shouldn't be like that. Like, if you had a gas attack or a bomb threat, you know what you need to do. Unfortunately, to say it's not the same thing, it kind of is the same thing. You have the experience, you have the knowledge, you have the studies and statistics from the past shootings for the past 20 years.
Right.
That we have information on, you know?
Right.
Like, take that, have someone study it, and then create a plan to give to these police forcemen to teach and train the new coming candidates coming in, because they're going to have to deal with us until we find out another solution.
Exactly. Yep. I agree 100%. I hear you for real. So what were the other topics that came to mind too? I know you also mentioned about relationships and social media. Are those kind of like coupled for you, or are they each have their own thing?
They're kind of separate. Okay. They kind of each have their own thing. So social media, I feel like nowadays, especially when it comes to kids and like even like people around our age as well, I feel like we are growing up a lot faster than we have to. Like, I feel like for us, we kind of still had our childhood. We still played outside of our neighbors. You know, you went to the park, you rode your bikes around and everything. Everyone knew their neighbor now, back then. Now kids are inside, glued into the screen, glued into their phones. And like, we are too. I can't even say that. I am too. But there's moments where I had to just put my phone away and just be in a moment, just go outside for a nice little walk with my dog. You know, like, just be outside, not on my phone, because it's draining. It's mentally draining. It's physically, emotionally, spiritually draining, seeing all the stuff that's happening every day, every hour, every second. Like, you have access to everything in the world in the palm of your hands 24/7. Constantly. So these kids are growing up a lot faster, trying to do adult shit, for lack of a better word. They're trying to be grown. I know we've all heard, oh, why are you trying to be grown? Like, stay being a kid. They want to be grown. They want to have their own phone bills. They want to pay for everything. They want to go on your fancy lavish trips and do all your fancy dinners. I'm like, boo-boo, you're only 17. Like, how about, you know, be a kid and, like, go out with your friends to dinner or something? Like, just... They want to go to Miami for their birthday.
They want to go to someone on TikTok, do it. Not even their friends. It's like people who aren't even like in their own in like their social groups.
Yes. Like, they're trying to compete and lead that lavish lifestyle. You're not out of high school yet. Are you going to college? Like, what are you trying to do in your life? You just want to spend and blow your money. And especially with COVID. COVID exposed a lot of the bad financial literacy that our people and many people of our generation that do not have. Mind you, the government was giving you $600 a month. The state was probably giving you an extra $300 a month. I know I was getting an extra, like, almost $1,000 a week from COVID. You know what I did? I saved it. Right. Yes, I traveled. Yes, I went out. I bought clothes because I needed to. Like, I didn't have any clothes before COVID because I was always out. I was going to school, work. I was home. When they said the world was shutting down on March 13, 2019, I was like, I don't have anything. But I took that money the government was giving me and used it. I used it for school. I used it for books. I used it for my apartment when I went to grad school. I used it to pay off my loans. Like, I used that money. I still had some of that money from COVID.
Right. And a lot of people definitely spend out of their means. Like, granted, everyone is able to do things to make themselves feel good. We're all able to, you know, experience whatever forms of pleasure we can give ourselves. But, you know, we still have to be mindful of our means, because at some point the money ends. And
at some point the government wants their money back.
Exactly. Oh, yes. A lot of the people who thought that they could open up PP what is it, PPE loans,
PPO loans,
scam.
PPO loans,
they were like, oh, we're getting away with it, but they're cracking down on them now, so they can't get too much further.
And then even now with inflation, like, the government is going to get their money back. They made that money.
Regardless.
Like, all right, we're going to give this money, give you stimulus checks, give you all this unemployment because we know you can't work. There's a pandemic going on. We understand. Mm-hmm. But we want our money back once it's over. Right. And that's what exactly they did. They raised gas, they raised rent, they raised living expenses, they raised everything but how much you get paid a year, because they're like, oh no, that's enough for you to live by yourself on.
Right.
And that's another thing. Like, kids have to cohabitate now. So, like, imagine you going to college. You can't get your own apartment by yourself when you're in college.
No.
Yeah, you're roommates. You know? You got to have your parents co-sign stuff because you don't have enough credit on your own, too. Because, mind you, you just took out probably 100 G's plus in school loans. You know, kids are growing up a lot faster because they can't do the things that we did or our parents or our grandparents did. You can't buy a house for $500 or $1,000 like your grandparents did back in the day. Houses are $500,000, and people wonder why we're lazy or we're not doing what we want to do. But these kids have to go up faster, but they can't do it because other shit hasn't changed.
Exactly.
The cost of living has increased over the past 20 years, 50 years, always. But the cost of what we get paid has not changed.
Right, right. And even with it, you know, like, a lot of these entry-level jobs, like, some of the salaries have increased, but it's like, oh, like, you should be happy. You're getting paid $15, $16, $18, but, like, that's, like, basically minimum wage at this point. That's not
that's
a livable
income. 20 years ago.
Right. That is living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. So people are seeing, like, oh, you're making this much? Like, I used to make whatever. Like, when I started working, I was making, like, $8 and some change. Mm-hmm. Now at the job that I started working at before, they're making, like, $15. But at the end of the day, that 15 is still running like $8 and some change in this economy. So there really isn't, there really hasn't been an actual improvement. You just see numbers change and you can feel like there's a difference. But at the end of the day, that dollar is still being spent the same exact way and it's not working.
Exactly. Like 16-year-old kids are getting jobs at Wendy's and McDonald's because they want to do more stuff, but their parents can't give them money, can't give them allowances like they used to do for doing chores in the house and being a kid. Like, I did chores in my house. I couldn't find a job. Like, I told my mom, and I remember I was 13. I said, I wanted to work. She's like, okay, go ahead and apply. Because Jersey, 13, you're legally allowed to work. No one wanted to hire me at 13. No one wanted to hire no little 13-year-old. So I was like, all right, I'll just do chores around the house and get an allowance until someone would hire me. I had to wait till I was a senior in high school to get my first job.
Yeah, same. I was 17 when I got my first job.
I was under the table. I got $5 an hour under the table at a pizzeria. I did to go. I delivered. And I served. That was my first serving job at a pizzeria. Stump Pizza, I love you. Yo, they gave me my start.
Right, putting the people on.
But, like, you know, like, kids have to do that now. They have to work if they want to get their phones. They have to work if they want to buy their clothes. They have to work if they want to get their own car. Have to work if they want to go to school. You know, parents can't help their kids out anymore like they used to back then. And so, unfortunately, like, if you do have a good job, then your kids have that luxury of having that lifestyle, but not everyone is blessed with that.
Right. And I think, you know, while the majority was struggling before, you know, it's even more of a majority struggling now. So, like, just to go back to what you were saying in your beginning statements about social media, it seems like, you know, children not only have the opportunity to be kids because of the influences of the internet, but they're also not able to be kids because of the pressures of the financial circumstances of their family too. So it seems like they're coupled with all these different obstacles and challenges. Meanwhile, you're still having the older generation saying, like, oh, we're lazy. Oh, we don't want to have kids. Oh, we don't want to do this. Oh, nobody wants to go to school. Blah, 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 blah,
no
blah,
one
blah,
to
blah,
buy
blah.
A house.
Right.
You don't want to have your own car. Why can't you get a new car? You're driving a 98 Toyota Camry for how long? It still runs, right?
These cars,
it's like
we
40,
want these
50,
things.
Now.
I would love to go get a house. It. But, you know, things, money doesn't run the way that it used to. So...
And a lot of money things that was printed back then is tied up in the top 1%, 2%, 10% of this country. So when it comes to, like, people are saying, like, especially for people of color, unfortunately, we have a disadvantage. We were at the top. Then we had to go back to the bottom. You know, unfortunately, everyone's like, oh, slavery. I'm like, yes, slavery. Y'all did it. But that money that was back then that was in Africa that was ours, the white men and people took it.
Right.
That was ours. That was our gold and our melanin blood that was ruling this world, you know. But now the top 1% is predominantly of white men,
right? And I think what a lot of people don't get is, like,
we all talk about generational wealth and generational wealth, but like when people think about that, they're like, oh, like thinking back to your grandparents. But for some people, generational wealth runs very deep, where their kids and their kids' kids and kids' kids and kids' kids don't ever have to worry about nothing because they had that opportunity. For us, our generational wealth will never run that deep because things didn't happen not too long ago, you know. So we still have a lot of things to build and a lot of places to get to, while also dealing with the daily struggles of everything else that's going on all the time.
Yeah, like I want my kids to be able to be a kid and go outside and play basketball, but there's so many other factors of what we're going on in society that it won't be able to happen, you know. Right. Like, unfortunately, kids can't just go outside or go to the park. Some kids do. There's neighborhoods where I can see kids riding a bike with a little basketball in their arms going to the park to play ball with their friends. It still does happen, yes, but not as much as it should be. Like, kids should be kids, and right now kids try to be adults, and being adult is not fun.
Right. And then the last one that you mentioned, so that we can go into some of the other questions, was about relationships and how love. I feel like it's like a social media competition when it comes to relationships. Either like,
who are you telling?
Right. Like, who, either you're the person in the relationship and you might feel like you have to broadcast yourself or have some kind of like validation, or like it'd be like the battles of the singles, like women don't like this about men and men don't like this about women. And I'm like, I feel bad for y'all out there because it looks tough.
Like you said, took my man, that was my man, no, that's your man, that's mine. Like, no, we don't have time for that. But unfortunately, this is something that I feel like does affect me, our generation, and everyone around us. Love and relationship. Everyone wants to be in love. Everyone wants to have a relationship. Everyone probably wants to get married. If they don't want to get married, that's your prerogative. But everyone wants to be in love. No one wants to really be alone.
Right.
That's really what it is. And I just feel like with social media, everyone wants to have like that celebrity lifestyle. You're on the boats, you're on the yacht with the big house, having your man come and take care of you and spoil you rotten and everything. Sometimes black men need their love, white men need their love, Asian men need their love, Indian, Hispanic, everyone, every other man needs love too. And I think women forget to realize that you need to love your man just as much as he's going to love you. It's a give and take. It's not just take, 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 and then wonder why he don't want to be with you no more, or wonder why he may be stepping out in a relationship, or wonder why he's not talking to you, or maybe he's just not responding to you. Maybe he just wants to be by himself, or maybe he doesn't want to be with you anymore, or maybe he's just like, nah, it's not the same what it was anymore. It's like, it's just more about you, it's not about us. And like, I'm losing myself. So it's like, there's so many other aspects, and it's like, women got to start taking accountability for something they bring to the table. The drama, and the turmoil, and the hate, and the pain, because your hate and pain, you can't put down on your next lover. That's not their problem. They did not do that to you. Like, don't. Heal yourself, get yourself together. And then when you're ready, bring that healed and loved self to the table.
I think like the biggest reason why so many of these people struggle when it comes to relationships is that a lot of people look for someone to help fix them when they really need to fix themselves or work on themselves before they get into something. And they need to make sure that the person that they're with is also, you know, pursuing the intentions of working on themselves too, because if you're, like you said, bringing in all these, the baggage, you know, everyone has baggage and experience of previous relationships, whether it's like platonic or romantic relationships, we bring all that in. So if you don't give yourself the opportunity and the chance to work on yourself and work through those things and make sure that your partner is doing the same thing, you know, you're probably not really going to get anywhere.
Exactly. Like I saw something with Bishop T.G. Jakes. He's a very famous like preacher who's speaking all the things about the Black community, and I love him from because he speaks the truth. And he talked about how we are raising women to be men, and he was saying, like, the title of the video was like, we're raising women to be men, stop bragging about how much you don't need me and wonder why I shy away. And when I read it and listened to this whole video, and I even posted on my own story, I was like, he's right. There's certain aspects of my life that I can't be feminine. Mind you, just got my master in athletic training. So basically I'm gonna be working with athletes and doing rehab and rehabilitation with them. So basically I'm a Black woman and predominantly white men.
Yeah.
I go in, I have a different level of expectation because mind you, most athletes are predominantly Black or of some kind of color. So when they see me come in and I've experienced it in my clinic rotation, they just gravitated towards me. But I can't have my feminine side show because at the end of the day, I have to be a health professional. That's my first job. I'm not supposed to be a feminine Black woman coming in. I gotta be a health professional. So if I want to be a health professional, I gotta take away that feminine away from me. That means I gotta wear khakis. I gotta wear a button-up polo shirt. I can't go in a skirt and a tank top thinking I can do work and these men are gonna take me seriously. No. Right.
Right.
I have to dress almost as like a man and protect that respectful and confidence and poised person that I have, and also be able to correct them and put my foot down and not be walked over either.
Exactly.
But those are characteristics of being masculine, yet I am a female. So when he was saying it, it spoke to me. It was like, I have both sides. But when I come home and come home to my man, that masculine goes away. I don't want to be a man in the house.
Right.
That's not my role. That is not my place.
Right.
I want my man to feel needed. I want him to feel desired and loved. And women just sometimes don't realize you can leave that masculine at the door. You can leave that at work or leave that in any other professional lifestyle that you live.
Mm-hmm. And I think that comes with an importance of knowing all the different roles and hats that you wear in your own life, and maybe knowing how to shift your energy and how you interact with others, and knowing that you can take on different levels of femininity and masculinity based on your environment and what it is that you're doing. Because a lot of times I feel like, you know, when a woman feels like she has to present more masculine characteristics, it's because it's in order to protect herself or to present herself in a certain way. And she might not know how to, you know, remove those safeguards when she's in a space that actually is safe for her to be herself, be vulnerable, and be more feminine and less dominant in those circumstances.
A perfect example is Think Like a Man with Taraji P. Henson,
who's currently
the COO, and Michael Eagley. She is a masculine woman. You know, she's the COO of a Fortune 500 country. First Black woman, like, you know, she's breaking boundaries, right? She has to be masculine. She has to be powerful. She has to be tough and strong, rude, and basically be a bitch. Mm-hmm. That was her character in that movie. But Michael Eagley came out and he's like, oh, you don't need a man. You're already a man. And that shit cut her to the core because she realized that I do have masculine tendencies. I had to learn, she had to learn how to be vulnerable. Right. And eventually, you know, things worked out when she realized that.
But it's just getting to that point.
It's getting to that point that it's hard for some women to realize. And men, they're not off the hook either. I know we're talking about women. I'm a Black woman. She's a Black woman. Like, listen, men aren't off the hook either. Mm-hmm. Men be doing some sly cheating shit and dirty shit. But there are good men out here. And the good men, I applaud you. Thank you for being good men. Continue to be good men and raise good men. Please. Yes. We need them. Yes.
100%. So I'm going to have
the ones out there.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. But the ones out there that aren't good, get your shit together.
Right. So I'm going to have us take a pause so that we can go to some of our commercials, and then we will be right back.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think that it'd be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so much more within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join me and thousands of other podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world using the link in the show notes. And back to the show.
Start this. Okay, so we are back. So far, we're having such a great conversation. So we have a couple more things to kind of touch on that I think are important questions in regards to some of the things that Autumn has been talking about. So with the topics that you shared with us on what you feel are the most pivotal social issues, how do you feel like these things are affecting your perception of your future or, like, you know, the future of society in general?
Well, the future of society right now is definitely, I feel like, in limbo. It's sad, like you said, you want society to be great, but we have wars in other countries are being fought right now, yet we have our own crisis that's going on in our home country. Like, America loves to be the country to say, oh, we can help everybody, but we can't help ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a time where we need to realize that we need to help ourselves first and stop being this big macho powerhouse that we so-called claim to be and just get ourselves together. Other countries like Switzerland and Finland who don't have any of these issues. They have no poverty, no crime, like nothing. yet they can still help other countries because they got their own shit together.
Exactly.
United States needs to get its shit together. And until that happens, unfortunately, when it comes to like what we have as our society right now, it's just, it's constantly changing, it's constantly evolving. And you kind of have to, unfortunately, roll the punches of right. what life is throwing at you. Yeah. No one said life would be easy, but life shouldn't be this hard either.
Yes, that was so well said. That was the most perfect thing ever. No one said life should be like, no one said life will be easy, but it should not be this hard. You're 100% correct. I feel like we have witnessed in our generation, in our time, we have witnessed so many like pivotal tragedies that were never expected to happen. And just the way that things are going, it's like in certain aspects we're moving forward, but in others we're going backwards in so many ways. And I know there's so many other, you know, pivotal challenges that are to come that we don't know about, because usually when we find about these social issues, it's not until things are hitting the fan. Meanwhile, you know, there have been little trickle down things occurring over time anyways that we haven't had the chance to see or actually, you know, stop or make a difference within. So it's challenging.
I'm right there with you. Like, life shouldn't be this hard. Like, it's not easy, but it's just the fact that I'm only 24. So I can't imagine what the next 50 to 60 years, 70 years of my life, God willing, will show me.
Right.
You know? Like, right. I've seen so much in my 24 years of life, and it's just sad to say that. I'm like, I shouldn't be saying I've seen like over 200 mass shootings. I've seen Black people being killed every day on TV, Instagram, kids dying before they even hit 10. Mass shootings at concerts. People can't go to concerts and be safe. Cities can't hold venues. Like, Philadelphia canceled so many festivals because the violence in Philadelphia is ridiculous. We're number two in the country for gun violence. New York is number one.
Listen, like, last week,
canceled.
Yeah, like two weekends ago, like every year in my area, there's something called Heritage Day that they have. And, you know, it's just like a nice time for the community to come. Like, there's food vendors, things for kids to do, whatever, whatever. And as soon as the fireworks start, all you do is start seeing people running because these kids decided to start shooting for no reason at all. And someone was injured. No one died, thankfully. But it's like, what is the point? Like, what are these people going through where you feel like this is the necessary thing for you to do?
This is your only choice. This is your only option. It's your only solution to whatever problem you may be facing. Like, 4th of July in Philly, that happened here. Like, fireworks happened and people were running for lives because people were shooting at the same time, right? In Fairmount Park. That's supposed to be a nice, safe area. Gun violence doesn't happen really down there. It happens over in the hood. Mm-hmm. North Philly, South Philly, West Philly, those areas are where gun violence happens. Fairmount Park, you don't shoot up Fairmount Park. That's where the cops are.
Mm-hmm.
But 4th of July, someone said, nah, some whatever issue they had with whoever got their guns, and that's what they thought their own solution was. Right. And that's sad. That's supposed to be America's birthday, even though America's birthday was canceled this year. But that was supposed to be a celebration for kids and families to come outside and just enjoy the show.
Right.
But no, people have to ruin it and bring guns to it.
And it makes it so difficult to want to participate in group settings, regardless of what, you know, community you happen to be in, because you don't know what's going to happen. I rarely, like, when it comes to this area, like, I very rarely go to gathering events. I very rarely go to the clubs here or anywhere or whatever, because I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know what people are going to do. And I don't like being in circumstances where I feel like I have to pay attention to everything the whole time, because people can just start shooting things up and stabbing people. And the amount of things over like the time of everything opening up until now, the amount of tragedies in the Lehigh Valley that has occurred is just like out of my mind. Like, things are at the all-time worst in terms of just these traumatic events that keep taking place. And it's like, what do these people need? Like, what does the community need for us to resolve these issues? Because things always come from something. So what are those things? Like, how can we make a difference?
Like, talk to somebody. Like, we need to like find ways, like our avenues for these people, because we need to figure out what is causing them to say, this is my only resort, this is my only solution, is to get a gun. A gun is very easy to pull. That's one action. It's harder to talk to people nowadays. Mm-hmm. And that's when it comes back to social media. No one talks to nobody. No one has face-to-face conversation. Everything is text. Everything is intimate. Everything is like, what's it called? Everything is fast. Everything is sped up. Everything is like, nothing slowed down. Nothing is enjoyed. Nothing is cherished. Like, take the time to talk to somebody outside and say hello. Don't just be some stranger on your phone with your head down, walking like you're a zombie. Like, pick your phone up and talk to people.
And I think,
like, when you was home in COVID, you couldn't see your friends. You called your friends, right? You talked to them for hours on the phone, FaceTime them. Why can't we do that in person?
Right. I think that we're taking presence for granted because we want to just be a part of everything now, because so many people feel like they, you know, lost a year and a half or whatever of time because they couldn't do what they did before. So I think that hopefully at some point, people reconnect with the fact that you have to be within the now and within, you know, your most reached space, rather than on your phone trying to connect with environments that maybe you're not really meant to be in. So I hope for those changes. But
so do I.
Based off of the social issues that you shared with me, do you feel like you have the power to make a difference in these social challenges?
Yes and no. Because yes, I feel like I could always lead by example and make sure I spread important information and factual information. And make sure that people understand that there is still good in this world. Like, it's not all bleak and dreary and just sad and people are just dying left and right. There is some happiness and prosperity that is happening in other countries, just maybe not in the United States right now, but in other aspects of life. You can have a new relationship, you can get a new house, you can get a new job. Like, cherish those times that you have the goodness in your life and happiness, because right now, there's far and few of happiness coming from anywhere else. So that's what I'm saying. Make sure you're happy with yourself and that you can also share that happiness and joy to someone else. And also, I just feel like you have to live your life how you want to live it.
Right.
And I just feel like you shouldn't be in competition with anyone else. You're on your own journey. You're on your own path. No one said what you're doing is right, what you're wrong. If it's right for you, do it. That can be said about any aspect of your life, to be honest. And I just feel like people don't realize, like, you need to find yourself and go on that journey and enjoy it.
Yes.
It's going to be some turmoil. It's going to be some sadness. It's going to be some heartbreak, anger, hate, jealousy. There's going to be all of that. Like I said, life was not supposed to be easy, but just enjoy the ride though.
Exactly.
It's a roller coaster. No one said it's not a straight line. It's loops and turns and bounds and sharp turns and breaks and everything. Everything happens. You even go backwards sometimes too. Nothing's always forward. You sometimes got to go back a little bit.
Right.
So just try to like, just enjoy the journey, enjoy the path that life is taking you on. Because your time here is limited. So don't be caught up in what everyone's trying to do. Just do you, boo.
Yes, yes. It sounds like people should focus on gratitude and finding ways of being grateful. And when you say, you know, not to compare yourself to others, I think people have to take some time to look inward and at themselves and, you know, in their own systems with people that they deal with on a day-to-day basis, rather than, like you said, looking to social media and using that for gratitude, or looking for examples or of lives that you want to try to recreate as your own. And I think that's super important. I also think that another thing could be, you know, just advocating for yourself and the issues that you feel is important. And like you said earlier, you know, it's a vote when it comes to a lot of the social challenges that we talk about. A lot of times, you know, our voice can be heard in those higher levels by voting and at any election that we're having. So I appreciate you again for saying that earlier. And just overall in relation to social challenges, and when I say social climate, I mean like the state of the world right now. Is there any last thoughts that you have that you would like to share?
Just love and just, everyone just be safe and try to have fun. You know, it's hot summer, you know, just stay safe, but just try to enjoy your life. Like right now I'm living my best life even when all the bullshit's happening outside the world.
Right
So that's all I can say is live your best life, because at the end of the day, that's only yours. No one can control your life. What you do with it, that's your option, that's your choice, that's your prerogative, you, that's your willpower. No one controls you but you. If you let them, that's your choice as well. You made it.
Right. I agree. I agree with you completely. And I always, one of the things that I tell myself when I feel like I'm becoming really anxious and worried about all the things in the world is that if I at this very moment don't have the power to make the pivotal change for this to go away, then maybe it's not my weight to carry right now.
It's not. Like right now is not my weight to carry of the gun violence. I can't stop that. No one can right now. We haven't found a solution for it, even though there's years and data behind it. Mm-hmm. Abortions, I can't stop that. I can help somebody get to the right resources and say, oh, come to Jersey, come to PA, come to New York. You, there's a safe haven here in case you want to get an abortion, won't be prosecuted. Like, Jersey's able to cover expenses for doctors and people to get an abortion in Jersey if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just spread information. Like, you know, like I yes. said, you can, yes. you can help. You may not be able to stop it, but you can help someone else who may not think they have another option or another route to take.
Right. I've always felt like even if we don't have the power to make change, we can always share information, because someone who might have the power to make change can use the information that you shared and actually do something with it. You mm-hmm. know, advocating on the behalf of something doesn't have to be like storming down the Capitol and, you know, yelling out down people's throats. You know, advocating could just be sharing information, sharing resources, discussing important topics like we're doing today. You know, this brings awareness to certain issues that maybe people weren't aware of, or maybe people weren't aware of the impact of these issues. So this is part of advocating and trying to make a change in these social challenges. So that's why I wanted to ask. And, you know, you provided great answers of how you can make a difference on a smaller scale for yourself and still pertain to, you know, those issues that you feel are important to you, and, you know, be a part of making the society a better place to live in, or your community as well.
Mm-hmm. Name I that.
Right, right. Well, thank you so, so much for coming on to the show. This has been a great and amazing conversation, and I know I will definitely have you on another episode again.
Girl, you know you got my number. You can always call and text me.
Yes.
But thank you. Like, this, like, it's been a long time. Y'all do not know how long we've been trying to plan this episode.
Yes.
I'm just so happy that we were able to finally get it recorded.
Life has been lifing. And-
Listen, like I said, adulting is not fun. So if you want to be a kid, be a kid.
Yes, please. Anyone young, just be young and be young and let yourself be young. It's hard out here. But we're all trying our very best as we can. And we are to be grateful for the life that we live. So mm-hmm. thank you to everyone Amen. That's listening. If you would like any more additional details about Autumn and how you can possibly connect with her on any of her social media platforms, her information will be on the website. So I hope that you all have a great day and that everyone stays safe. Until next time, y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I'll just like cut at some point. Let me stop the recording.
I am looking for fellow podcasters and community members to collaborate with me on episodes for this podcast. So if you're interested in coming on and talking about any of the various social topics that come to mind, please fill out the request form in the description. And if you haven't already, please connect with me on my social media platforms on my Linktree. There is also a link for a voice message to leave your thoughts and feelings, and they might even get aired on an episode, so don't hold back. Thank you again for talking with me. Bye.
Save yourself that trip to the market with Instacart. Instacart delivers groceries in as fast as 1 hour. I've used them a few times now, and it has been really helpful for me when I need groceries, but maybe I can't make that trip or I'm not really feeling like traveling that day. They connect you with a personal shopper in your area, and they hand select and deliver your groceries from your favorite stores. They're connected to all the favorite places that I go to in my area, and I'm sure they're connected to yours too. Following the link in the show notes lets Instacart know that we sent you, that you support our show, and it also gets you free delivery on your first order over $35.